the past 5 years, Alabama has grown into one of the nation's leading centers for car production. If you drive a Honda minivan or a Mercedes SUV, it likely was made in Alabama. Hyundai and Nissan also are building plants in the Deep South. The foreign companies have given some prosperity to the region and introduced a new workplace culture. From Lincoln, Alabama, NPR's Adam Hochberg has the second of two reports.
Gordon Hammonds works 8 hours a day stamping metal parts for Honda minivans. Working a huge robotic machine, Hammonds and his co-workers turn out 3,000 parts a day, roofs and doors and underbodies. It's a strenuous, noisy, repetitive job, and Hammonds couldn't be happier to have gotten it.
It was just pretty much a dream come true for me. I couldn't believe that a company like Honda would end up in our little corner of the woods here, and it was wonderful.
Hammonds came to work at Honda's Alabama factory when it opened a year and a half ago, leaving his previous job at a local foundry. At the Japanese-owned auto plant, Hammonds makes about $18 an hour, three times the salary he used to earn.
My son, he went to a decrepit public school, and he's now going to a private school. And we've got a new vehicle, new house. So it's been a very, very a wonderful thing for my family.
Honda's factory is unusual in Alabama, not only because of its pay scale, but also because of its management style, which more closely resembles workplaces in the Far East than the Deep South. Almost all the employees here are Americans, but they're taught a Japanese management style the company calls the Honda way. Plant manager Chuck Ernst says the mix of policies and proverbs is designed to build trust among workers and supervisors.
Basically, the concept is one of openness and togetherness and teamwork. I can't assemble the vehicle by myself. I need a team of 2,400 to do that. And frankly, we look at it as it's their company.
While lots of employers pay lip service to the idea of workplace equality, Honda goes further than most. Everybody here dresses the same. From the president to the newest line worker, they all wear simple white uniforms. There are no reserved parking spaces, no private offices, and managers chip in on the production lines. Honda believes its philosophy encourages communication and what the company calls a harmonious flow of work. For welding supervisor Gene Brown, the Honda way represents a pleasant change.
I worked at a local steel mill for 22 years, and there was a kind of a, we called it the Taj Mahal, where the executives pretty much stayed. Here it's not that way. If we were to get behind or if there's some kind of problem, they're usually out in the middle of it just like anyone else trying to help, get things caught up.
Nowhere is the Honda style more obvious than in the plant's modest office. Everyone who has a desk job, be it a vice president or clerk, works in one large open room. The desks are lined up in long rows, offering no privacy and no clue about the stature of the people sitting at them. People in the office even are prohibited from eating or drinking at their desks, out of respect to their colleagues on the factory floor who can't enjoy coffee or snacks while they work. Corporate attorney Ray Perez sits at a nondescript desk in the back corner.
The thing I like about it is truly there are no barriers, and it really makes it much easier to work with my client, which I consider the rest of the company. People can walk up, they can talk to me, and it helps get the information out.
To look at Perez in his white Honda uniform, you'd have no idea he spends his days putting together contracts rather than engines. And Perez says he likes it that way.
We'll walk into a meeting, you know, you may have the president of the company sitting there with there'll be an associate, there'll be myself, there'll be a manager of a department, and, you know, no one knows who's who. And you're much more valued for what your thoughts are in the meeting, not, you know, how expensive the tie is or anything like that. So I know that sounds kind of a little mushy, but it's really the way I feel about it.
There have been a few challenges exporting Honda's workplace philosophy to the United States. The Labor Department recently scolded the company for requiring employees to wear uniforms, but not paying them for the time they spend changing. And Honda has been a frequent target of the United Auto Workers Union, which for more than a decade has tried to organize the company's plants in Ohio. The UAW's Bob King says despite Honda's open management style, its work environment is far from perfect.
In Honda, workers get injured, and then they get pressured to leave the corporation. And there are many employees who have been injured, and then they're brought back early before their injuries are healed. So workers would be far better off with a union.
Honda defends its safety record as comparable to the rest of the industry and says its open communication style means injured workers are diagnosed earlier and treated better than at other plants. The company has fought off union drives at its Ohio factories, and the UAW hasn't yet tried to organize the one in Alabama. Meanwhile, Honda continues to be flooded with job seekers. When it announced an expansion of its Alabama operation late last year, it received 10 times as many applicants as there are positions to fill. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Lincoln, Alabama.